Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about authenticity. So recently within church, we started talking about authenticity. And one of the things that came through very strongly is the fact that God really wants us to be authentic. So many people are losing themselves. And there's this copy-paste spirit that is happening within life, within the world, where everyone feels that they need to be like someone else. And they don't feel like they are good enough. And so one of the reasons, or one of the things that I want to delve into today, is the fact that you need to be okay with being you. You know, each and every one of us have been given an identity by God. We've been given a footprint in this world. We have been given fingerprints that is only due to us, or fingerprints that is only linked to us. And when you think about the wonder of that, and you think about just how great God is, the fact that nobody else in this world, whether they've been on the earth or not, nobody ever will have my fingerprint. How great is God? Now, wouldn't it be awesome if everybody would embrace who they are, embrace who they are called to be? Because you have been made so different. You are not called to mimic and to be like someone else. Now, of course, within life, there are going to be people that you will look up to. There are going to be people that you admire. Of course, there's going to be all of those things. But not to the extent and the point where you lose yourself. Not to the point where you completely take over someone else's identity. Now think about it in this way. Imagine I go into my prayer closet to spend time with God, but I speak like my brother, or I speak like my sister. And God is like, but who is this? It makes me think of Esau and Jacob, and how Jacob pretended to be Esau to get the birthright. And sometimes we think that by pretending to be someone else, we're going to get the same access or the same favor or everything that surrounds them that is good. Yet for each and every one of us, a path has been laid out for your own success. Doors have been set out for you to walk through. And that is why you can't try not to be like other people. Yes, you can take principles that you love about them. Yes, you can apply certain things. But when you lose yourself to the point where you are not recognizable and you are a copy-paste of someone else, then you have truly lost your identity. In Christianity and in life, we cannot afford to be chameleons. We cannot afford to always want to adapt to what people think we should be, or what we think people like, and we want to be like that. No, you need to be what God has called you to be. And I know that in life, the kind of life that is lived, people are very judgmental, and that is probably why people don't want to show who they are. People are very, oh, are you like this or are you like that? And they don't really want to show who they are. They are too scared that they are going to be judged for who they are. But you are never going to be happy by trying to be someone else or living a life that is completely different to what God has called you to be. It is time to rise up. It is time to take up your identity in Christ. It is time to be yourself authentically you. It is time to arise and shine, for your light has come, because God is bringing an aspect of who you are to you, and you need to embrace it. A lot of people are scared to be who they are. A lot of people don't want to show who they are because they feel like the world does not have room for them. The world will only have room for you when you show who you are. You see, God knows what He has done with you. You don't have to exaggerate by being someone else. Because when you are lost, there's a part of God that is lost. There's a part of the grace that has been placed in you that is lost. And it is time to be yourself. You cannot continue to change your image and change your ways and change who you are just so that it benefits someone else. You need to rise up to the call. You need to be strong and confident in who you have been created to be. There are so many people out there who have become lost. They don't even know who they are. They are happy in front of others, but so sad when they are alone, because they haven't given expression to who God has called them to be. You know, God does not call you to perfection. He calls you to be you. He knows how He has anointed you. He knows what He has placed on the inside of you. And the Bible speaks about the earth is groaning for the manifestation, for the manifestation. There's a manifestation that needs to come forth where you need to arise and you need to show who you are. For the sons of God, it is groaning. And you are son of God, you are daughter of God. And you need to come forth and you need to become what God has called you to be. You can only make a difference when you are authentically you. If you try to do what someone else is doing, you will not be able to do what you are supposed to do. It is time to embrace who you are. It is time to embrace that you are made in the image of God. And when you do that, life will become a better version for you. You will rise up and you will become an influencer. That is when the Spirit of God comes upon you and He anoints you to teach, to preach, and to set people free. Can only happen when you are authentically you. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your Spirit is upon me. I'm accepting who I am. I'm embracing who I am. I'm celebrating who I am as I decree and declare that this is my season to make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.